Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, "So I saw that there is nothing better for people than to be happy in their work. That is why we are here. No one will bring us back from death to enjoy life after we die."
We're to be happy in our work. According to a recent Gallup American Workplace Study, over 70% of people don't like their jobs. In fact, the term used was disengaged. Only 30% of those surveyed enjoyed their job and their boss. And just for the record, our workers are happier than China, 6%, Japan, 7%, Syria, 0%, and Brazil, 27%. The scripture is clear. There's nothing better for people than to be happy in their work.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 22 in the Contemporary English Version says it this way. We were meant to enjoy our work, and that's the best thing we can do. We can never know the future.
If we settle for a job just to earn a paycheck, by the way, it just stirred in me. Somebody thinking, well, Brother Harold, I'm retired. This doesn't apply to me. Yes, but you have children and grandchildren, so the teaching is good for you to be able to instruct them. This came to me. If we settle for a job just to earn a paycheck, with the attitude of doing just enough to get by, we'll never be happy or experience joy in the workplace. To me, it's real simple. If you don't like what you're doing, stop complaining and do something about it. But Brother Harold, I couldn't find another job. It's the only one I could get. In which case, here are 7 things for you to think on and act about and act on. First, praise God for the job you got.
1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 in the Amplified Bible. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
We realize that sometimes it's hard to be thankful for your job, even though you should be. As you begin to praise God for the job you've got, one or several things will begin to happen. Hallelujah. You'll find that you're in job to joy. You'll find that you're, say it this way, enjoying your job more and complaining less. God will open a door for you either to be promoted or move to another job more to your liking. Praise God for the job you got while believing Him to open new doors for you.
I just need to throw this in. In 1 John chapter 5, there's a scripture that says that if we love God, that we'll do what He asks us to do, and we won't, I'm trying to think of the exact words, but we won't find anything to come, you know, it won't be grievous to us. I think that's the King James Version. I had a job I really did not want to be in for, I couldn't even begin to tell you, 1,000 reasons. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't like this job. And I said, your scripture says that if I do this, that this won't be grievous to me. And you know what? I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was hard to believe. All of a sudden, I started loving this job. And I thought, Lord, that has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. And I was faithful to that job. And believe me, when I got out of there, He gave me a much better job than the one I was in. So believe me, the word works.
Second, stop complaining about what you've got that the unemployed would like to have. Let me say it again. Stop complaining about the job you've got that the unemployed would like to have. There are millions of people who are not, well, they're not only unemployed at the moment, but have given up hope of finding a job. Now, the economic climate is changing, but the one that's been existing, having a job is a privilege. Sometimes appreciation of any job can only take place after being laid off or appearing in countless interviews with no success. Here are some absolute facts. Complaining won't make your job better, only worse. Continually complaining about your job won't change it, but it will change you. Continually complaining will affect your coworkers and supervisors, ensuring they will never give you a good reference for a future job.
Philippians 2, verse 14 in the Living Bible says, in everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing.
Third, be the best employee you can possibly be. Look forward and do things to give you a sense of satisfaction for a job well done. Excuse me, please. You may be in a difficult situation, but look for opportunities to do and be your best. Consider Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers. Later, he was wrongly accused and imprisoned for something he didn't do. But no matter where Joseph was or what he was doing, he did it to the best of his abilities and for the glory of the Lord. He was continually blessed for the excellence of his efforts. Your job may at times seem like a prison, but it's not. You may feel incarcerated, but you're not. Things can always be worse. So purpose in your heart to make the best out of whatever situation you find yourself in. If you want a scripture on why you should do your best, consider this.
Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Claim this. Ask the Lord to help you do this. Says, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work for the soul, from the soul that is put in your very best effort, as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord, not from men, that you will receive the inheritance, which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you actually serve.
Do you hear that? We should work at our jobs with the recognition that what we're doing unto the Lord. Fourth, ask your supervisor or boss what you can do to make the job easier. This approach will give you favor in the workplace. Now, you may not like your supervisor, but really that's not the point. If you want to be promoted or find another job, then help make your supervisor look good. Yeah, you heard me say it. Make your supervisor look good. Ask your supervisor what you can do to make their job easier. If nothing else, ask yourself these seven questions. Number one, what is your boss looking for? Develop a clear outline of your boss's goals and needs. That'll help you get on the right track.
Number two, what are your job's organizational goals? Read the employee handbook to get on the same page as those managing you. If you're in tune with the goals of the organization, you'll reach a success where everyone prospers.
Number three, analyze your supervisor. And when you do, don't be telling this to your coworkers because they may interpret your intentions wrong. But analyze your supervisor. If your boss is not a morning person, make sure you present your new ideas in the afternoon. Write them down. Hear me now. Write them down, date them, and sign your name, and make sure you keep a copy for your files.
Number four, observe. Observation is simple and powerful. Pay attention to the cues and the clues of the behavior of supervisors and to determine how you can help. The Holy Spirit will help you with this.
Number five, be positive about others. Don't join in talking about others behind their back. It's hard to find gossip about someone who speaks well of everyone.
That would be you. Six, learn how to handle criticism. That's a tough one because we're all imperfect, but we will receive feedback. And don't immediately react to the criticism. Take it in, go home, and assess what's being said about you.
Seventh, build a wide set of relationships with people in the office. People with a high opinion of you are more willing to support your ideas. Be as kind to the Be as kind to the floor sweeper, the janitor, as you are to your coworkers and the boss. No respecter of persons. Number five, stop settling for, but begin seeking another job that you'll like better. Have you refused to look for a different job because you're more afraid to leave what you become familiar with, even though you may not like it or even hate it? Percy down in Houston worked at the same job for 15 years because it was comfortable. After he attended one of my seminars that I did in Houston about 10 years ago, he went home and prepared his resume. The next week, he took a day of vacation and went looking for a new job. Within 2 weeks, he had a new job, which was closer to home, with a 25% increase in pay, and he got a company car. Percy turned loose of his security blanket. See, we need to stop settling for what he stopped settling for what he had and allow God to do a new thing and open a new door in his life. Now, don't turn loose the old job till you got the new one. Make sure you understand that. Fear, well, it's the devil's anointing. And it may keep a good person from finding a new job or either fulfilling their destiny.
Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Love this. Living Bible. But when I am afraid, I will put my confidence in you. Yes, I will trust the promises of God. And since I am trusting him, what can mere man do to me?
Six, create a plan to start your own business. But don't leave your current job until you, your new endeavor matches your current salary for at least 3 months. Decide what it is you want to do. What do you enjoy doing? What are you good at? Ask God to reveal this plan for your life. Psalm 37:5.
In the New Living Translation says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. The scripture says, we have not because we ask not. If we commit ourselves to following God's instructions as we trust in him, he will help us. We need to create our own plan, submit it to God, but follow his lead. Proverbs 16, verse 3, in the classic Amplified Bible, I love it, I pray it every day. Commit your works to the Lord, submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and guidance.
Notice that verse says you will succeed. Seventh, always remember the scripture says that you're to be happy on your job. To do or act any less is a scriptural reflection, or if you will, a failure on your part. Ecclesiastes 3:22, contemporary English. We were meant to enjoy our work, and that's the best thing we can do. Think about that. One last scripture, Psalm 37:3-4. 37:3-4 in the Living Bible. Trust in the Lord and do good, then you'll live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. He'll give you a job that you can love. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. Up the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.